Proclamation number 7484 of 23rd of December, 1959. Descent of Christ to Earth. In the midst of sin I came to earth and my soul felt the torment of the impure sphere in which it took abode. For my soul came from the kingdom of light, it came from a sphere where everything was pure and bright and clear, where it was blissfully abundant, where it could create in freedom and strength according to its will. It came down to earth where everything was dark, unfree and weak, however, and full of demons which sought to oppress my soul everywhere and at all times. For it was Satan's kingdom into which I descended because I wanted to redeem people from their bondage, for they were bound by him and were under his control. But I was free according to my soul and yet willingly submitted myself to all laws to which people who lived on this earth were subordinated. And the reason for my descent was my overwhelming love for you humans who once had fallen away from me and obstructed your path of return and therefore needed a savior who would make this path of return free for you again. My love for you was immense and did not diminish even when you once fell away from me. My love looked for a way out for you so that you could find your way back to me, your God and Creator from eternity. My love for you was that of a father who never ever wants his child to be separated from him forever but tries everything to win it back again in the shortest possible time in order to induce it to return to the father's house. And this love also found a path and paved it itself so that you, my living creations, could enter this path and walk it with the aim of reaching your God and Creator, who wants to be and remain your father forever. I myself descended to this earth and took abode in the midst of my creatures who had become sinful in order to redeem them from their sin. I took abode in the midst of sin, for all people had become sinful, all people were beings who had once fallen away from me, whom arrogance and lust for power had driven away from me into the abyss, but from which they could no longer rise without help. Now I offered them my helping hand after my love had already been active to such an extent that they, embodied as a human being, only needed to take hold of my hand in order to be safely lifted up from the abyss to the height, to me myself, from whom they had once distanced themselves of their own free will. I descended to earth, I took on a human form and lived as a human being in the midst of people, except that I was purer and constantly came into contact with sin, which tormented my soul unspeakably because I myself was without sin. And these torments were indescribable. But only to be understood by a pure, sinless human being, as there is rarely one on earth. For the original sin burdens every human being, but the human being Jesus was free from it, whose cover sheltered me myself, who wanted to accomplish the act of salvation in him. And I could only shelter myself in a pure sinless cover, for my divine fire of love would have consumed everything which could not withstand me and my strength of love in purity and love. But I shone through the human cover, and this happened through his preaching and miracles which were intended to testify to my divinity to people and made the mission of the man Jesus recognizable. For my soul remained pure and sinless, and thus my spirit was able to work and also show itself in all fullness externally, and the deity of the man Jesus could be recognized by every person who came close to him. For I myself, the eternal deity, worked through my spirit in him and everything the man Jesus did I did in him. But every sin would have made the working of my spirit in the form it happened impossible. Yet my fellow human beings' sins tormented me unspeakably but also gave rise to my act of salvation, For this was intended to release people from the sin which Satan had brought into the world and which had to be redeemed in order to redeem people from my adversary's power. For they themselves were too weak to free themselves from his power, because he has a right over the souls which once voluntarily followed him to the abyss. But I give them the strength to release themselves from him, which I previously acquired through my death on the cross and which I impart to you who desire to become free from him. I ransomed you from your Lord through my death on the cross so that you can detach yourselves from him if you want to claim this sacrifice of mine for yourselves, so that you want to turn away from him towards me and cannot be prevented by him if only this is your free will to belong to me for eternity. That is why I descended to earth, for humanity needed a savior from its adversity. Humanity walked along in darkness and sin pressed them to the ground again and again. They were unable to rise without help. And now I have brought this help to people through my descent, through my sacrificial death, through the act of salvation which has been accomplished for all people who ever walk the earth. I lived in the midst of sin and finally took all sins upon my shoulders. I bore all your guilt of sin as a pure, sinless human being and thus went to the cross. And I have thus redeemed the whole world from death, for everyone who only wants can be saved. Anyone who only wants to can detach himself from my adversary. He can become free and enter bliss in light and strength, because I died for this on the cross. Amen.